bleeding stripes. Poland sang this brave man, and in the bay began to see the chains were loose and they were free. They sang, they sang, I bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, I give.
Shed us into the beginning of a new week. Oh Lord, we won't forget what you've done for us the week that has just passed. So Lord, we're thankful that a new week you have shed us into your presence, and we give all the glory to you. Shall we just bow our heads and have a word of prayer? Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, truly we bless your name. We give you the glory. We honor you. Oh, yes, Lord, that you have opened a new week, Lord, unto us. And Father, we can look back all the things that, Lord, you have done for us, your goodness that has taken us through the week that has just passed. Oh, Lord, we cannot count our blessings. All the things that you've done for us, Lord. Father, we say thank you. You know it from the deep of our hearts. You know how much, Lord, we appreciate everything that, Lord, you have done for us. And, Lord, this morning, genuine mercies that you have given to us from far and near, all to be gathered at your feet, Lord. Father, grace It's all about grace. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, even as we've come, Lord, yes, we come with all humility, Lord. Father, we want to be blessed today. And Lord, we want to commit our Sunday school, Lord, into your hands, our children, and ourselves here, Lord, that we ask, Lord, the Holy Spirit to sweep over us. And Father, prepare our hearts, Lord. Oh, that, oh God, the word that you have for us today, oh Lord, it will find a resting place, Lord, in our hearts, Lord. So once again, Lord, we say thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you. May you be seated, brethren. Yes, we thank the Lord. We are still on the divine nature, the stature of a perfect man. And today we could have continued with the ladder as from faith to virtue and then to knowledge. But I don't want to start getting into knowledge now because I'm waiting for probably an appointment by Monday or Tuesday, I don't know. And so probably I'll let the brethren know that whoever will take over so that he will be prepared. And so I don't want to delve into knowledge today. But we go back to what last week we went through. That's the faith and virtue. We've spoken a lot about these two, but they are very, very important because when we look at faith, faith goes for the foundation. And we all know what Paul said. Paul said, according to the grace that has been given unto me, as a master builder, I've laid the foundation. And everyone would buildeth upon that. But he said, take heed. Whatever you build upon it, take heed. And so we still come back to giving all diligence when we are building this house for the Lord, a spiritual house for the Lord. And last week, we all know we were talking about a tabernacle that was built in the wilderness when God showed Moses a heavenly vision of a tabernacle that he wants to build. Because, you know, God always loves fellowship. And since the time when that fellowship in the Garden of Eden got broken because of sin, God, his love towards man had never diminished. He had always wanted to be in the midst of his people. So when the children of Israel were in the wilderness, he showed Moses a heavenly tabernacle. And Moses also took real diligence. He paid heed, praise the Lord. As Apostle Paul is saying, that we pay heed. every man, he said, every man, take heed how he buildeth thereupon that foundation that I've laid. And after that also, when they had come to their promised land, there also the King David desired to build him a house, a temple. But according to scripture, it was his son Solomon that built him a temple. And that also was according to what? The requirements of God. You see, when the tabernacle in the wilderness, when it was done according to the requirements of God, the glory of God descended upon it. So confirm, praise the Lord. And the same thing also in Jerusalem, when Solomon built that temple according to what? All the requirements of God, that also it was accepted. The glory of God also descended upon that. And now, God himself says, howbeit no matter what you build, the Most High God dwelleth not in what? Temples that is built with what? Hands. So he's asking, what house will you build me? Or what is my resting place? Amen. So now God wants another tabernacle. And this one is not by hands. It should be a spiritual what? Temple. And already the Bible tells us that we are the temple of the living God. And he wants to dwell in. And the Revelation also tells us that where the temple of God is today. It said the temple of God is with what? The tabernacle of God is with man. And he said, I will dwell in it. And I will be their God and they will be my people. So now that this third tabernacle that we are God is expecting is not by hands. It's a holy temple. And so for this also, he has given us what? The requirements that we need to follow. Praise the Lord. So give us our scripture for today. Let's all sit and ask so that we all. So whereby is given unto us exceeding great precious promises that by these, by what? By these requirements I'm going to give to you. Amen. Ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. And he said, beside this, beside having escaped, and so in the first thing, the world had to be behind you. Because anything that you add to this tabernacle, it will not fit the requirements. God will not sanction it. Praise the Lord. Because you cannot add an old wine to a new wine in the same bottle. Already what is in here is an what? Old wine. So we got to pour that old wine away and receive what? That new wine. You see? So in the first place, he said, having escaped the world, praise the Lord, then give all diligence, giving all diligence add to your faith, virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Then he said, if these things be in you, praise the Lord, if these things be in you and abound, see, two things can be in you, but it may be dormant. These requirements can be in you that will make you what? Look like what? Jesus told about the Pharisees. He said they have a what? The form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. See, you look so good, but those requirements, they don't abound. You see, when you say you know a tree by what? By its fruits. Because some trees are very alike. And if you are asked to differentiate, you may not be able. But by the fruits, you will know that this particular tree is this. So that's why we got to abound. Those things got to abound. Those things have to bear fruits in our lives to show that truly there is someone in here. You know the difference of who is in here. And so when you look at the other side here, you see something about
Laodicea. He said, I would sooner you were cold or hot.
He said, I would sooner you were cold or hot. If you were cold and rejected it, I could stand that. If you will get white hot to know it is the truth, and leave it. You see, and leave it. I will praise you for that. But when you simply take my word, that means you have all these requirements in you. Praise the Lord. And don't honor it. There's no fruits to it. Praise the Lord. I, in return, must refuse to honor you. I will spew you out, for you nauseate me. Praise the Lord. So that's why the fruits, you see, these things that will be in you, it should what? It should abound. They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful, you see, in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and had forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. You see, he that lacketh these things is blind. Always when I read that, when I read blind, it always reminds me of a farmer. Praise the Lord. You go to see afar off. You go to see afar off. It's because he said he cannot see afar off. The farmer always sees afar off. He sees the harvest. That's why he will toil right from the beginning, preparing the land, doing this. No matter how the weather is, it could be hot, it could be cold, and he will be in preparing the land because he sees the harvest. So he knows that all the toils that he has to go through to prepare the land, it is going to what? Yield something in the future for him. Praise God. Wherefore, verse 10, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence. So this diligence is very, very important. Give diligence. This spiritual house that we want to build, we must give what? Real diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Amen. Because this temple that we are building is going to face trials and tests. And if the foundation is not strong, if it's not built according to his requirements, my brother, my sister, trials will come, tests will come, and you see yourself wanting. But when you are built upon that rock, the foundation being strong, and you build according to what? The requirements of Jesus Christ. No matter the trials, no matter the storms, you will be able to weather it. Because it won't be you, but it will be what? The one that is in you. Amen. So, brethren, let us always remember to give diligence in this. So, we came to what? The foundation being what? Faith. As we all know, diagram of a pyramid, a stature of a perfect man. And we see the foundation as what? Faith. We've talked so very much about faith. But let's a little to just refresh our memory. The prophet said, faith is the foundation of Christianity. Faith in the word of God. He said, that's your foundation. Amen. And what is faith? We know that faith, the Bible definition, what it says. It said, faith is what? It's a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then it is by this faith that the elders obtain what? Good report. When you read Hebrews 11, they are all warriors of what? Faith. It was by faith because they had a strong foundation. So no matter what came against them, they were able to stand. Praise the Lord. And they obtained what? A good report. And then verse 33 of Hebrews 11, he said, These same people, through faith, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. See. And then verse 6, he said, so, but without faith, it is what? Impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. So, then let's. How do we grow in faith? As faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? The word of God. So, as we come to hear the word of God, and even in your closets, how you've been hearing from the tapes, or even reading, studying, all these things, they are what? They are building what? Your faith. Praise God. Because in this book, Apostle Paul said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Amen. As it is written that the just shall live by faith. So then faith has no reasoning. We all know that. We talked about Noah when God told him that, look, I'm going to bring rain upon the earth and destroy what? The whole of earth, of the earth. According to the Bible, Noah, by faith, you see, by faith, he what? He was moved with fear and prepared an ark for the saving of his home. Amen. So you don't reason with God's word. When God has spoken, whatever is in this, my brother, the way how it is, that's what God wants it. He means whatever what he puts here. Amen. It will not change. So we go to stay by what he says. So when he told Noah that prepare an ark because I'm going to destroy the world, it has never rained before at that time. And so people were reasoning about it. Faith never reasoned. Faith says amen. Faith believes according to what God has spoken. Praise the Lord. So, let's quickly look at the lily. We talked about the lily. Amen. The prophet said, consider the lilies, how they neither toil or spin. Yet I say unto you, Solomon in all of his glory is not arrayed like one. There is a look at the lily. It comes from way down in the muck. See, way down in the muck. And every minute, now take notice of this. He said, every minute of the day, it has to be drawing from the earth. Every minute of the day, it has to be drawing from the earth. What is lily drawing? It is drawing what? Virtue. We are on virtue. We've finished with faith. We are on virtue. The lily is drawing virtue. Praise God. Because he said, what does it do with this virtue that it draws? He said, it gives out. It makes a beautiful sight for the admirer. Praise the Lord. It opens up itself for honey, for the bees to come and get his part. It doesn't complain. If it will be four or five bees trying, struggling to get, to suck what? The honey, lily will not what? Complain. He said, it just got to what? To give it out. So my brother, my sister, this is referring to us. The lily is referring to us. That if we want virtue, then we got to be drawing virtue. And where do we draw that virtue? It's still from here. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to draw virtue because it is virtue that people, virtue in us is what people can see and even also try to what? Live the same way. So virtue, giving virtue to people is not a question of only preaching. But the life that you lead in your community, people looking at you, they see a difference. And so that alone, that's what we call virtue. People's learning something out from you without even you saying a word to that person. Praise the Lord. And so I love this. I said, he makes a what? A beautiful sight for the admirer. That's how it is, my brother. Our beauty is the heart which comes out. We portray a beautiful heart in our lives for people to see, see. So I like this Romans 10:15. It said, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. So not only preaching by word, but preaching by life also. Amen. Virtue is so great. So we need to what? Be always, something must be in us for people to see and also try to live that same way. So brethren, if virtue is in us, it encourages people. It inspires people. And the prophet says, somebody looking at you as a Christian and tomorrow see you out here carrying on like a sinner. Not much virtue can be drawn from that. Amen. Not much virtue can be drawn from that. Brethren, we got to what? To be like the lily. We got to be drawing virtue every minute, as the proverb is saying. For here, as we've already read, for therein is what? The righteousness of God is revealed from what? From faith to faith. Praise the Lord. So let us open ourselves up also for people to know that there is something special in us. And when anyone comes to draw something from us, it will not be like you go to the bank, as the prophet was saying, you go to the bank to draw, and then your own card, there's no money in it. So you slot it, and you cannot what? You can't get anything. There's no virtue in your card. Praise the Lord. So you cannot draw anything. So let us always be filled so that people can come and what? Draw from us. Amen. So just a little about, giving you a little about the knowledge. If there is time, there's time, eh? I have time. Just a little about knowledge. So that when we come back again, we can continue from there. So go back to the pyramid. The prophet said, first is faith, then virtue, and then thirdly, you add what? Knowledge. Now, that doesn't mean worldly knowledge, because that's foolishness to God. But knowledge to judge. Judge what? Right from wrong. How do you judge it? If you've got a Christian knowledge with your virtue and faith, see how do you judge whether the word is right or wrong. But if you can lay aside all your church creeds and all your unbelief, everything that you claim to have done, then you have knowledge to believe that God cannot lie. let every man's word be a lie, but mine be what? True. See? Now, you are getting knowledge. That's what? Supreme knowledge. So, the prophet had talked one about what? Christian knowledge. But Christian knowledge, he came back to explain it. And then we have what? Supreme knowledge. He said, you don't need to have 4 degrees in some college or something like that to have it. Because all these virtues are given to you by God to place upon the foundation of your faith. That you might come to the full stature of the real living man of God. He said, you don't need 4 degrees. Amen. He said, today, Christian knowledge, now he's talking about the Christian knowledge, the difference. Some Christian knowledge is what? Ever learning and never come to the knowledge of the truth. So Christian knowledge, we got to look at it. It could be just, you will be what? There are many that carry this book, this holy book, and yet they have not been able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So all come back to one thing. Your age. If you fail to recognize the messenger of your age and the message that has come to your age, my brother, my sister, the truth, it will be difficult for you to grasp it. Amen. Because it will not be found anywhere. It has to take the prophet of your age to be able to know the truth of your age. Because in every age, there are different what? Powers, principalities. See? And each age has something that can combat that particular spirit. And so in this our Laodicea, the spirit of Laodicea, very, very strong. Because it has all the other ages, their spirit in this age. Even we have what? Noah's day, we still have what? Lord's day in this our age that we are living in. And so if we are not able to get a hold of the message that can combat the spirit of your age, my brother, my sister, yes, that's what the prophet is saying here. Christian knowledge, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. It has to take only the prophet of your age to be able to see the truth. Amen. Now, there's a question here in Isaiah 28:9. It said, whom shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? And then he said, them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Before you can what? Receive knowledge, you might have already what? Been weaned from what? The milk. That means you are not more, you are no more what? A babe. Because the children, babies, are given milk. Yes, of the truth, when you come into the message, or you come to learn the word of God, you got to be given what? The milk of the what? Of the word. But you have to grow by. Praise the Lord. You got to grow by. And so knowledge, he's saying that, whom should I teach knowledge? He said, those who have been what? Weaned from the milk. Amen. And drawn from the breast. Amen. Why? For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. That's Hebrews 5:13-14. But strong meat, verse 14, But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. Put a scripture there, Hebrews 5, 13 and 14. Hebrews 5, 13 and 14. Yeah. So verse 13, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a what? A babe. 14, he said, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So that's what the prophet was saying. Exactly what is in the scripture. That's what the prophet was saying. That you are able to judge between what? The right and what? Wrong. Amen. And it has to take what? Someone who is a grown up. You are no more a babe. Amen. So strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. So when we are talking about full age, what do we mean? When we are talking about full age. You know, Paul, when he was a Pharisee of those times, he said, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I did things like a child. But when I grew up, everything changed. Praise the Lord. But meantime, Paul was about 30 years. When he said that when I was a child, but meanwhile, he was about 30 years. And so, you see, the difference between a babe and a grown-up in the word of God or in the presence of God is not by age. But is what? The Holy Spirit in you that makes you what? A grown-up. And so the same thing with Moses. He said, by faith, when Moses was come of years, when now he had what, known that there is something in him, a spirit of God in him, he refused to what? To be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. See? So being a grown-up doesn't mean like my white hair, that means I'm grown-up. That's a physical aspect of it. So a small child can be what? A grown-up person. But we all, everyone here is a grown-up. We are no more babes. We are feeding on what? A strong meat. Amen. Our time is up. Shall we bow down our heads? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We want to be like you. That's why, Lord Jesus, when we open this study, so Lord, a teacher of a perfect man, Lord, we want your nature, that God-like nature, Lord, in us. And Father, continue to help us in these our studies, as Lord, truly, our goal is to be like you, to talk like you, to act like you, to desire like you, to do everything like you. So we thank you, the Lord, you've brought us this far. And we want to commit now, Lord Jesus, the rest of the activities of this day, Lord, into your hands. A new day that, Lord, you've made for us. And Father, the musicians and the song leader, they are coming, oh God. We want to worship you. We want to praise your name. We want to give you all glory, Lord. Father, oh, let the Holy Spirit, Lord, sweep over us, Lord Jesus. That, oh God, our songs and praises will reach you, oh God, and prepare us, Lord, for your word that you have for us this day. Once again, Lord, we want to say thank you for a new week. We give all glory to you. Help your servant who is coming with the word. The Lord, knowing our individual needs, that your word will meet each and every one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.